the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lavinia, Mac and Clementine with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, waterways authorities will be installing CCTV cameras along Gold Coast waterways in order to keep an eye on boaties who leave boats abandoned. The Gold Coast Waterways Authority says that the disposal of abandoned boats has become such a financial burden that it needed to take the step towards surveillance. The cameras will be set up throughout the Broadwater estuary and surrounds due to 400 unregistered and non-seaworthy vessels having to be removed in the last 5 years.
Senior barrister Mark Irving KC has tendered his resignation as the administrator of the Queensland CFMEU this week, claiming that it's time for a new set of skills in the rebuilding phase of the union. Irving had been appointed as the administrator following allegations of corruption, criminality and violence having taken root in the massive union. While his replacement has yet to be officially named, Irving said that an experienced union professional committed to union values would be the best person to take over. CFMEU members have confirmed Irving had delegated powers to union man Michael Crosby while he himself remains as senior counsel.
In national news, Pauline Hanson has addressed crowds at an anti-immigration rally in Canberra on Sunday, just hours after opposition leader Angus Taylor doubled down on his new immigration policy. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has told crowds at an anti-immigration rally that she is not opposed to migration, but mass migration, while insisting her, quote, tune has not changed on the topic. The comments came after opposition leader Angus Taylor declared migrants from, quote, bad countries posed a higher risk to Australia. Speaking at a rally on the lawns of Parliament House on Sunday, organised by March for Australia, Hanson told the crowd migration needed to be done, quote, in a managed way with, quote, the right people who want to assimilate. March for Australia has organised a series of anti-immigration rallies since August 2025, calling for the end of what they call mass migration. Hundreds were in attendance at Sunday's rally. Meanwhile, cybersecurity experts are warning that the Western Australian government's decision to move to digital driver's licences could put people's data at risk. A data security expert from Curtin University, Dr. Reza Ryan, said that current data protection for digital credentials is not currently up to scratch to be rolled out at a massive scale. She said that the centralised nature of the information would make it a valuable target for hackers. The state government had announced the move to begin trialling the technology in mid-2027, with the full rollout to begin later in the year.
Now, content warning for references to sexual violence in our next international story. Annie Altman, sister to billionaire Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI and creator of ChatGPT, has taken her brother to court, accusing him of sexually abusing and raping her over a period spanning from 1997 to 2006 at their family home in Clayton, Missouri. According to her filings, the alleged abuse began when she was 3 years old and he was 12. In response to the allegations, Altman has filed a countersuit accusing his sister of defamation, alleging she fabricated the accusations after Sam declined what he described as demands for additional financial support. The attorneys representing Annie, Mahoney Law Firm and Simon Law Firm, have now withdrawn from the case, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Annie Altman is now seeking new legal representation, though a judge must approve the attorney's withdrawal. Now, for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with an expected chance of showers later. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24, and the UV index is predicted to only reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.